Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network.
Who are we leaving it up to, the winners or the losers?
What is up, everybody?
You know, I'm a fun guy.
That's music to my ears.
From the Coin Podcast Network studios in downtown Portland, Oregon.
It was really good to see him play like we know he can.
I know things about football.
We're finding our way.
This is the Game On Podcast with Marcus Greaves.
Sports, sports, and yes, more sports.
Yeah, and we're going to get down to business.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Game On Podcast with your host, Marcus Greaves. Hopefully, you guys are staying safe and staying healthy as always. Whew, Rip City, was it a stressful last couple days for everybody? Damian Lillard, or I should say reports of Damian Lillard, was about to demand a trade that came on, I want to say Thursday. Things were just all over the place. Obviously, working in the sports media world, we were just in a frenzy trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Dame did address the media on Friday. I'm recording this on a Monday morning. He did talk last Friday and address the media, everything about the rumors, what he has to say about the Blazers, his future, and things like that. So I got the whole press conference laid out for you guys to listen and kind of get your own thoughts about what this press conference was, you know. And let's be honest, this offseason for the Blazers has been anything but relaxing, right? Usually when you get a new coach and everything like that, it should be relaxing and a sign of relief and excitement for what's going to come in the future. But it was anything but that, obviously, with all the controversy surrounding Chauncey Billups, Neil Olshey, and then Damian Lillard sounding like he's unhappy. So a ton of things going on. I mean, there were reports flying all over Twitter that Dame was requesting a trade. He already did request a trade. You know, there was teams already getting ready to make offers. Just a ton of things that were going on. But I want you guys to listen to this full thing. It's a 15-minute press conference. Give me your guys' thoughts on this. This is going to be the only thing I have for you guys. So let's take a quick listen.
Thank you, everybody, for waiting for us to transition here. We'll start now with Damian Lillard. First question up will be Casey Holtkoff, and then we'll go to Chris Cross.
Hello, Dame. Obviously, I mean, you're there for USAB, but ostensibly, like, there's a lot of talk about, you know, trade rumors and reports that you've asked out. So you've talked about before right here that you want to talk for yourself. So kind of where are you at right now in terms of that kind of stuff and those ideas that you have asked to be traded? We lose them?
Yeah, like I was saying, I woke up to those reports, you know, a lot of people reaching out to me. But it's not true. You know, I'll start off the rip and say it's not true. I said the last time I spoke to you guys that a lot of things are being said and, you know, it hasn't come from me. So number one is it's not true. And secondly, I'll also say that I haven't made any firm decision on, you know, what my future will be. So there's really no need for anybody else to speak for me or report this or report that. You know, if it's something to be said, as I said the last time, I'll speak directly with my team and with Neil. So, you know, that's that.
I guess, though, Damian, would you share, like, what goes into that decision for you then?
A lot of things go into it, but I choose not to discuss it, you know, openly. Like I said, the only people that I need to discuss that with at this moment is my team.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Next up is Chris Krause, and then we'll go to Brian Mahoney.
Hey, Damian, just want to ask, how aware are you of the different campaigns by the fan bases around the league trying to bring you to their city, and in particular, the one in Philadelphia?
I mean, I'm pretty active on social media, so I see things, you know, whatever's mentioned with my Twitter handle. I mean, but I think that's pretty normal. You know, even during the season, you saw things like that. Maybe it's a little bit louder now because so many reports and things like that have come out, but that's it. You know, I don't really think a whole lot of it.
Thanks, Damian. Appreciate you.
Brian, you're up, and then we'll go to AJ McCord.
I guess maybe we'll just get one USA basketball question out of the way. You know, you know, just your mindset, what's going on right now. Obviously, I know you guys have a lot of talent and a lot of belief in the guys there, but you know, half the team is going to be changing up or not there, you know, a week to go ahead of Tokyo. You know, how do you feel about the way, if you can get this all together in time?
I mean, I feel fine. You know, I think, you know, coming into something like this, you know, that things can come up, especially, you know, coming out of a pandemic, you know, and guys, possibility of guys, you know, maybe testing positive, injuries happen, people have a change of heart. You come into it expecting that. But, you know, I think our primary focus was to come here and come together as a team, get our bodies moving around, get in shape to be able to go compete on the level that we want to compete on. And I think we've moved in that direction. And we, as a group, we feel good about where we are, you know, after this 2 weeks in Vegas.
Thank you.
AJ, you're up, and then we'll go to Guinevere Rium.
Hey, Dame, first off, happy belated birthday. Second, you're welcome.
Sorry to wish me a happy birthday.
Hey, happy belated birthday, my friend, from one July birthday to another. So in the story with Chris Haynes this morning, you just talked about one thing that you do every single offseason is look in the mirror and figure out how you can get better, how this team can get better. What has been, or what can you share the conversations you've had with Chauncey since he's been hired and with Neil this offseason about how the organization as a whole needs to take a step forward so that you guys make that next step to a championship run?
I think the best way to put it is just to be more urgent. Be more urgent about what our next step is and how we move forward. You know, I think we have a lot of pride about, you know, we've made the playoffs all these years in a row. You know, we're not a bad team. We're a winning team. You know, we're in the playoffs every year. We've got a great environment. We in a great city. You know, we have great fans. It's a lot of positives, you know, but I just think we've reached that point where it's like, okay, but it's not enough. Do we actually want to win it all? Is that what we're shooting for? And we got to do things to show that, you know, we got to, you know, put action behind that desire to win at that level. And, you know, that's been my only thing this entire time.
Thanks.
When you're up, and then we'll go to Yael Bonzu.
Hey, Dame. Genevieve with K2 here in Portland. Thanks for talking with us. I know there's a lot going on. Portland was in a bit of a frenzy this morning when that news dropped. Can you confirm, are you planning any conversations with Neil or Chauncey today? There are reports that they're flying down to Las Vegas to talk with you.
Yeah, we are. We'll talk. But, I mean, I mean, I'm playing for USA Basketball, so obviously with everything that's being out there right now, you know, we'll speak. But you know, they were going to be here regardless. You know, every time I've done USA, they've come out to support, and this time, you know, there's a conversation to be had. So I think people are looking at it like this big crazy meeting or anything like or something crazy when, you know, there's a conversation to be had.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're up, and then we'll go to Mark Berman.
Hey, Dame, I just wanted to ask, although you said the reports are false, I was wondering if you were to request a trade, have you given any thought about the cities or teams that you would look to join or to request a trade to?
If I say that I haven't made a firm decision, that means, you know, I'm not looking in the direction of another team or saying this is what I'm going to do or anything like that. You know, we're not at that point. So.
And I know you mentioned that the Trailblazers need to do more. Have you even given thought about the type of players that you would like to see the organization bring in, whether that's through trade or free agency?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that, but this isn't unusual. You know, every year that's how it goes. I think this year is just like, it's more urgent. I think that's the best way I can put it. There's more urgency behind it. But of course, you know, there's guys that I feel like can help and, you know, people we should target.
Thank you. Aaron Fentress, you can go ahead, and then Joe Bardone is up.
Hey, Dame. Neil Olshey has said that he believes the roster wasn't the problem last season and that adding Billups and fixing the defense can get you guys closer to contention. Do you share that view, or do you feel like they have to make some type of move? And is that sort of what you're watching for as you decide your future?
I don't doubt that. You know, I think we've had so many teams in the league that, you know, don't make dramatic changes to their roster, but they change coaches and the team improves, maybe because you just needed, you know, a fresh voice, somebody new to follow. Sometimes the coaches is just that great. So I don't disagree that, you know, maybe it, you know, Chauncey can really change our team and make us a better team and get us going in that direction. But I think if you look at our team as it is going into next season, I don't see how you say, all right, this is a championship team. You just need a new coach when we lost in the first round to a team that was hurt. So
and
that's just my thoughts on it.
Right. And to follow up, and since you said you haven't determined your future yet, does that mean you're not fully committed to the upcoming season?
Right now, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. What I can say is my intentions and my heart has always been set on being in the Trailblazers uniform for my entire career.
Thanks.
But I think you know, over time, you want to win it all. You know what I'm saying? And I want to win it all in a Trailblazers uniform. But we all have to be making strides toward that.
Thanks, man.
Joe, you're
up, and
to Dwight James.
Dame, I always seem to get you right after you make these definitive statements. I don't know what else I would follow up on there with the Blazers. Team USA, though, you know, you guys lost Brad. He's a 30-point per game scorer in the NBA, and Kevin Love's gone, and you got three players in the finals. Are you getting to the point where you feel like you and Kevin Durant are going to have to go over there and carry this team?
I wouldn't say carry the team, but I mean, obviously we'll have significant roles on the team. It's a blow to lose Brad, like you said. You know, K-Love, a rebounder, a guy who has Olympic experience, he can shoot the ball, would do well with the physicality. So I think it's a blow to lose those guys, but we got a lot of great players on this team. And a lot of versatility on this team. So I think, you know, myself and KD will have to go over there and play a significant role, and we'll have to do what we do. But I don't look at it like we have to carry the team. I mean, it's a team full of, you know, the best players across our league. So obviously we'll have to do well. We'll have to, you know, be elite basketball players, but I don't think it'll be like we got to go over there and just carry the team or nothing like that.
I asked same thing. I just want to ask you, as far as you know, is everybody who's still in camp, are they fully committed to this and no thoughts of stepping away?
I mean, we just had a good practice today, a nice hard practice, and everybody seemed committed to me. So I don't see anybody, you know, wavering or nothing like that.
Dwight, you're up, and then Jason Quick.
Dame, you've always been a rather low-profile guy in the offseason, and you do what you do, and we don't hear a lot. But this year, there's an awful lot of drama surrounding you, and I'm just wondering how comfortable you are with all that.
I think it's the drama isn't coming from me, you know? So I think that's what makes me most comfortable. I take solace in knowing, you know, I'm not shy about saying what I have to say. So when I speak up more at some moments where people are used to me saying less or being quiet or, you know, kind of just falling back, something can be made of that. So I think that's more of what it is. But I feel perfectly at peace, you know, as far as everything that's going on the internet or with reports, because I know that I'm fully in control of myself. You know, I know I'm not stepping out of bounds. I'm not doing anything uncharacteristic as a person. You know, it might be unusual for everybody else, but my intentions are always right, you know, and I always come correct. And I'm still in that same space. I think everybody else is just creating drama more than I'm just creating drama.
I understand that. But to be clear and try to get some clarity on it, do you expect to be in a Portland uniform this season?
Yeah, I expect to be.
Jason, you're up, and we'll finish with Chris Petter.
Dane, you mentioned you've had good communication with Neil. What has been your communication with Jody?
I've spoke with Neil, and I've spoke with Jody. And the conversations that need to be had are being had. You know, I'm able to be open and honest. Like I say, I am with you guys. I say what it is, and I've done the same in my conversations with Jody and Neil.
And is it one-on-one with Jody, or is that in a group?
I've spoke with Neil. I've spoke with Jody. I don't think it's really that important to say either or. I spoke to both, and I've been, you know, honest with both of them, as I should be.
Final question, Chris.
Hey, Dame, were you surprised that Kevin Love pulled out? Could you sense him struggling over the last 10 days during training camp and the exhibitions?
No, I didn't sense him struggling at all.
Were you surprised that he withdrew?
I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I don't know if I would say I was surprised. Like I said, you know, things come up. It's a major commitment. And, you know, we just had a bubble season, and we came right behind that with another tough season. So nothing is a surprise, you know, especially when you've got a major commitment like this following, you know, two seasons like that where, you know, none of us are, or everybody's not probably 100% healthy. So, you know, it's no surprise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damian. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. The recording will be up in a couple of hours.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of The Game On Podcast with your host, Marcus Greaves. I will talk to y'all later.